This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. If you knew that I watch a TV show like The Daily Show or Duck Dynasty, you would probably make some assumptions about me. What my income might be, what kind of car I might drive. Well, researchers in the USF Mumma College of Business have added who I vote for to the list, but they don't just assume to know, they have data to back it up. Information Systems and Decision Sciences professor Balaji Padmanabhan and doctoral student Iraj Barfar broke down nearly a half billion minutes of programs, which were watched by several hundred Nielsen panelists, to get their results. We're joined on University Beat by Professor Padmanabhan. Professor, let's get right into what your research examined.
So we looked at data from the 2012 presidential elections, and we looked at the previous 5 weeks, and we had essentially all the television shows watched by members of Nielsen's TV panel throughout the U.S., and we were constructing variables such as minutes per viewer as well as a percentage of fans to find out which TV shows might predict the outcomes. And so we ended up looking at 547 TV shows and built models for each of them to predict the outcomes at the state level and county level. And in that process, we were able to identify quite a few shows that seemed to have predictive power.
And it ended up being that three TV programs had predictive accuracies greater than 79%.
The top three programs that we found out at the state level were The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Duck Dynasty, and Family Renovations.
Okay, I'm going to assume here that Duck Dynasty viewers and states leaned more Republican. Okay, you're shaking your head, yes.
That's exactly what came out, and it was entirely from the data. The Daily Show was equally interesting. You know, more minutes per voter, more percentage of fans went Democratic.
And then Family Renovations, I would assume,
that
as
was
well?
Mixed. That was mixed,
okay.
And it was more interesting. It was a mix of the two.
How can this data then be applied?
If it works in real time, what potentially this could do is, in a week or 2 weeks prior to the elections, if you were able to predict in certain states or counties that certain party is less likely to win, it gives them real-time information on what states and counties to invest in first, right? And then second, they might look at the programs that seem to correlate more with their viewership and seek to very strategically advertise in those programs.
Now, another cool thing you did is you wanted to determine the predictive power of these viewing patterns.
If you look at how these data analytics models are built, you need to know the outcome to train a model. And so if you look at the elections, you'd say, well, you know, this means that I can figure out which shows are important after I know the elections are done. Now, what we did in this paper was we said, you know, what could we do before the elections? What if we pretended that we knew the outcomes in the safe states? And then you use that to predict the outcomes in the swing states. So in 2012, the night before the election, if we did this with the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, we would have been able to call 8 out of 10 swing states perfectly. And the ninth one, Wisconsin, was extremely close in the models as well. And the really cool part is this is based on just one TV show viewership. Potentially, we can extend these models by trying to look at combinations of shows.
Are you guys going to be using this in any sort of manner to make any sort of predictions this year or observations?
We want to, and we are actually going to get real-time data now from Nielsen on this season. And we'll keep building these models right through the primaries leading up to the elections. I'm not sure whether we'll have the guts to go and call the night before, but it'll be fun trying to play around with this in real time.
So I can't call you the night before and you're not going to tell me who's going to win.
You can call. I'm not sure I'll pick up the phone. But
Information Systems and Decision Sciences Professor Balaji Padmanabhan with the USF Mumma College of Business. A link to his paper can be found on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.